finish up the sugi of Putin. So the first, again, we're involved in the sugi of Kutim because our Mishnah is a raya that the Stam Mishnah is that Kutim are Gerei Emes. Right? In other words, how do we get involved in the Mishnah of Kutim? We're learning Suvas. So the answer is because once you assign Kenas to Kutim, that's a test case for Kutim, whatever's in the Mishnah, the Sin Kutim, because there's no Kenas to Gabi Goyim. All right, so that becomes a very important makor in the larger parsha of Kutim. So the first thing that we have to point out in Kutim is that there are four stages in the history of the Kutim, and that's what we began to point at yesterday. You have the first stage, let's say according to Tosfos, the first stage was not a gerus. And then there's a machlekes if there was a second stage. Right? According to Rashi, the first stage is the machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael. Was that a good geirus or not? Right? And then, Bizman Hatanoim, the Gemara in Kiddushin points out that according to Rabbi Akiva, that it was a good gerus, there were takonos bizman hatanoim as to whether the kutim should be considered as vadai nechnosim lakol or a suffik nechnosim lakol. And the Mishnah Kiddushin on Ayin Heyom and Aleph list Kutim as Sveikas. Right? So the Gemara explains in Ayin Heyom and Beis that means that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Kutim were not a Suffolk. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Kutim were Goyim. And the Koyanim who got involved with the Kutim ended up passing themselves because they were Koyanim who got involved with Goyim. Right? So we lost. The Kutim never became Jewish, and the Kohenim who got involved with them ended up losing their kahuna, becoming psulim. According to Rabbi Akiva, so the Kutim were Geri Yemes, alright? The Kutim were Geri Yemes. However, Chazal made Takonis, Chazar V'Osrum. Right? Was Chazar V'Osrum. So the Gemara has different interpretations as to what Machlekes Tanoim, what exactly was the Chazar V'Osrum. The Mishnah says they were Sveikas. And they were treated like Sveikas, like Shtuki and Asufi. The Machlekes Tanoim, exactly how to treat Sveikas. Can the Sveikas, a person, Sveik Yuchsin, an Asufi, a foundling, don't know his parents are. It's a Sveik. So Machlekes, when the Sveikas are Psulim, no luck with or whether the Sveikas can at least marry amongst themselves. Machlekes and Mishnah Kedusha are not our business right now. Then the Gemara says V'chazar V'osrum. Right? So what was Chazar V'osrum? So the Gemara in Ayin Vav and Aleph has a Machlekes Tanam. One sheet is Tanam is that the whether the Kutim had certain mistakes in their understanding of Isurei Kol, that they were being mati, that they were insisting that the holding of Yibam is only after Eris and not after Nisuin. So that's a major mess. Why? Kli pasken for keret. So that means that Reuven died without any children. Shimon, the brother of Reuven, is now either she's an Iser Erva, a Vi Eshes Ach, or she's a Yavim, and she's Mutter. So either it's an Iser Erva, and having a child with that person will create a Mamzer, or there's a Mitzvah of Yibam. So the Kutim learned that if it was the Erison, then she is muteris in the midst of a yomim. And if she's a misuin, so then she is, then there's no din of yibum. But she was, from our perspective, in the first case, it was a nisir erva, and created mamzerim. In the second case, she was a yivom alashuk, and she never got chalitza. So, according to Rabbi Kivin, also creates mamzerim, chayv alavim. So, because the kutim had this misunderstanding, this error, so therefore, kutim ended up apparently having more chayv alavim and mamzerim. So therefore, they're distanced from Lo Vakol. And they created as, that's why they were either separated or Svekis. But I'm saying that's a separate stage in the din of Kutim. There's another mandor that says that Kutim kol mitzvah shomro yibiki in Yisrael. They're matzahs or gavaldiga matzahs, the best hechsher of the Kuti matzah, because they were tremendously medactic. But the mitzvah they didn't keep. So that's what I mean. There's another stage in the halach of kutin. According to Rabbi Akiva, geri yemes. Then bitkufas atanoim. So then there was a stage where they were treated like sveikas. They were distanced from marrying within the rest of us. And according to some, they were being judged continuously as to whether they had their monos or not. It depended whether they kept the mitzvahs or not. But there's a separate takona legabe the kutim. And then the final stage is the stage in Chulin where there were megala that they were also kuvas atanam, that they were serving in avodah zarah, and apparently then Chazal were merachim them altogether, even though according to Bikiva they were Jewish. Right, so those again, those are the different, when you put all the Gemaras together, so you have the Gemara in Kiddushin, Geri Emes, Geri Arroyos, maybe you have the Gemara in Yevam and Chav Dalet, right, the different, according to Tosfos, that represents already two separate stages, the Sham Geras and the possible good Geras, whether it took place or not, right, according to Rashi, That's all one discussion. Was the original Geirus a good Geirus? Then, second stage, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Sholesh Machloikis V'Gavar, that there was a stage when Chazal said, Sofek, Chazal said, gotta be careful with their mitzvahs, with their matzahs and mitzvahs, their nemonos, right? And the third stage, or fourth stage, maybe I'm counting, the Gemara and Chulin, Matzah Yoyna Etzla, right? The Sugya and Sanhedrin, that they are they Kamcha or not Kamcha, that represents the Machlaik Zubi Kibir Bishmal. Alright? That's how you put the various Sugyas together. Good. What concerns us in the Sugya of Kutim is that when we come to our Mishnah, so our Mishnah seems to take the stand, Kutim Geirei Emesei. They have a Kanas. Rashi says Kutim. Rashi's Lashon is, this is the Tosfos Kash in Rashi. Kesovar Geirei Aroyesei. V'yeshen v'lavlei seschatein bom. According to Rashi, Kutim in our Mishnah are goyim. If they're goyim, so why is there a kanas? So that's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. How does Rashi understand the status of Kutim lemaisa? How could Rashi say that there's an Yisrael Seschaten consistent with the Rashi in Sanhedrin? And why would Rashi be moikim the Mishnah, number one, to be a problem to Dav Yud Aleph from an Aleph, and number two, to be against Rabbi Akiva, right? Which means it's against the Stam Mishnah in Kiddushin, because in Kiddushin, at least it's Sveikis. In Kiddushin, the Gemara is moikim the Mishnah Kiddushin like Rabbi Akiva. If the Mishnah Kiddushin holder would be Shmuel, they wouldn't be Sveikas. So the Mishnah in Kiddushin is a Rabbi Akiva Mishnah. So why would Rashi be making this against Rabbi Akiva? Taisa is against Rabbi Meir. Why would Rashi be making the Mishnah against the Psak of Rav? Right? That's again not an Eisen Akasha, but it's strange. Because Rav ends up paskening that in sync with Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Yesterday we explained that perhaps the Machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel is not identical with the Machlekes of Nehemiah and Rav of whether Kutim should be considered as Lashem, whether Kutim should be judged like all other Geirim Shalei Lashem Shemayim. Again, easy was to say it's the exact same Machlekes. We discussed perhaps a little bit different. But the Kashas and Rashi still stand. If anything, the Kashas and Rashi become more difficult. Because if what I said yesterday is correct, that means the stomach, the Shas in your vomit is like your Beikiva. Good? Those are the Kashas. So now, I'm going to learn a section and Rambam together. Very, very interesting section of Rambam. Hilchos Geiris. The Rambam writes, it's very important to see the Lashon of Rambam. Great. Halacha Yudalad, okay? Legible, you can see? Very? We're good? Okay. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yudalad. Al Yala Dadchish Shimshain, Havashias Yisrael, Oishlema Melech Yisrael, Shinikri Yidid Hashem, Nosu Noshim Nachuyas, Bigay Yusan. Kasha, that everybody has to have when you learn Tanakh, Shimshon was a Shoifet, right? Shimshon was Shin Shal Yisrael. Apparently, Alpi Nevuah, he had to marry, spend time with a woman in Pelishtim. Nerovi points out, Davka, he went to the Blishtim. Sounds like he's involved with a Goya. Al Yala Datcha, Hamashias Yisrael. Shlema Melech, the Navi says, that he had wives who were Oivdev, but his own Noshim Nachriyas. So Rambam says, Lo Yitochen. Can't be. Elo Soit HaDover Kachu. Rambam explains, Soit HaDover Kachu. So now the Rambam is marchet. Shah mitzvah nechoyna, kishiyova yagera giyoris lizgayer, boit kin acharov shemo biglal momoin, she yitol o bishval sroro she yizkelo, im imnei apachan bol di konis ladas. Im ish, u boit kin acharov shemo einov nosan be isho yudes, im isho y boit kin shemo einel nosan be bochum yuchu Yisrael. Whenever a person comes as a candidate to be a ger, the first thing that Beis Din does is examine what is the motive of them coming. Im lo nimtzalem ayolo. If we don't find any ulterior motive, Modian ol son koyved ol teira v'teirach sheyesh basiyos ol amli aratzos kidei sheyifreishu. We describe to them the difficulties involved in being a shomer mitzvahs. Why? Kidei sheyifreishu. Because at that point we want to separate out a person who will not be successful. as the Shomer Mitzvahs. That's the first step. In Kimlu V'loy Pirshu, if we find, step number one, no ulterior motive. Step number two, that they understand the challenges of being a Shomer Mitzvahs. And we see that they want to become Shomer Torah Mitzvahs Me'ava. Me'kablen Oison, then we accept them. Shenemar, because we learned from Rus, Vatarki Misametzitzi Lelechas, Vatechta Lindaber Eileo. Because Naomi saw that Rus was persistent, so she stopped speaking to her. So we learn a halacha from that. It wasn't Stam, all right, Dami got tired. She was getting worn down by her daughter-in-law. Is ready enough? No. That's not how you learn the Pasuk in Navi. It means that Nami was doing what she was supposed to do. She was getting instruction, either she knew herself, or she was getting instruction from the Rabbanim. And the Rabbanim were saying, discourage her. Maybe it's for ulterior motives. Vataki misamed, says Vatechta. Then she stopped. Now the Shitas or Rambam is that there's a turning point in our involvement with Gerim. According to Rambam, once we determine that a candidate for Gerim is sincere, then we engage them. The common minhag is to continue and try to discourage the Gerim. And the Rambam's approach is, in fact, the Rambam's lashon is early in the perek. You know, when we have a candidate for geirus, so then we teach them halachas for a long time, and then when they present themselves to the Beis Din, the Beis Din describes to them, "I can't go through all Tariq mitzvahs." So you have mitzvahs akalis v'chamuris, right? And the first thing, also is very interesting. The first thing that one tells a candidate for geirus is, you know that being part of the Jewish people is physically very challenging. The goyim often have attacked us, they've been pogroms, they wiped us out, and they have to be makabel to be part of that as well. So it looks like it's also part of discouraging. According to Rambam says that when the ger comes to the point where we have vetted their motives and we have instructed them certain halachas, then the Rambam says, Al Yarbalayim. Don't tell them every detail about why, because maybe they'll leave. So Rambam understands it's not the common practice. The common practice is that Adarbeg Acharon, if the Rabbanim fear that the Ger is not going to, the Rabbanim are trying to, on one hand, extend oneself to a person who sincerely wants to become part of Klal Yisrael, but also to put impediments in their way. And the Rambam's nusach is that once we know it's a person sincere about the geirus, so then we try to make it work. It's a Rambam shita. So therefore, the Rambam says, "In kiblu v'loy pirshu, v'ru ayson shechozu me'aba me'kablin ayson." Right, even though we are going to take them, there's already a lashon of Kabbalah at this point. Lefichach loikivlu beizen geirim kol yimei David ushloima bimei David shema min apachen chazru bimishlomu shema bishvila malchus vatova gdula shobi Yisrael chazru shekol achayzim min akum bishvil David mehev leo oilam eina migeirei tzedek. Says that in the time of David and Shloima Hamelech, the Beis Din was not Mekabel Gerim, because it was overwhelmingly indicated that they were joining us because we had it good. We were the Malchus. We had the Beis HaMikdash. We know in Shlomo Melech's time, so all kings turned towards Shlomo Melech. It was like the times of Mashiach are going to be. Klal Yisrael was riding, was respected, riding high. So therefore, we are not mekabel. Va'afal pikein, says the Rambam. Va'afal pikein, how you gave him harbe miskayerim. They made David Shlomo bnei Adyotais. even though the Beis Din HaGadol said that we are not accepting Gerim, because overwhelmingly the motives are not the right motives. Af al pi kein, they were lower batei dinim, and I believe in the al pi din, they are entirely licensed. We only a Beis Din shel Adyotis is a valid Beis Din for Gerim. For you Beis Din HaGadol, so they were still being megayer many, many Gerim. For you Beis Din HaGadol choshesh in lehem. And the Beis Din HaGadol was concerned about them. Loi doichin oisan acher shetovlu. Veloi mekarven oisam achetir acher isam. Beis Din HaGadol didn't, they went to Tefillah. They were good Gerim. They were Jews. So loi doichin oisan. They didn't try to distance them. But loi mekarven oisam, they also wanted to see what's going to happen with them. Where do we have this lashon of leidoychin of something v'leim karvin? No, nesinim Yeshua in Yerushalmi. All right, ulefi shegiir shloim and noshim unusan v'chem shimshen giir v'nasa. L'chayra, a person is being courted by Shimshon. So it's hard to imagine that the Gerus is L'Shem Shemayim, right? So, nevertheless, Shimshon is Megayer them, right? Probably if you were a Dayan and Shimshon came to Megayer his soon-to-be wife, it would be hard to turn him down, no? So, V'adover Yodua Sh'leichozru Elu Elu Bishvil Dover. But Shleiman Melech brings a candidate for Geirus, a woman is going to become the queen of Shlomo HaMelech, lo yitochein, that we shouldn't be concerned as a shem davar acher, right? V'loy al pi beis and geirum, and therefore they did not have Geirus al pi the beis and hagodol of the time. Choshvan akosav ge'ilu ein akum, ubi suranoim them. So the Torah gave the Navi, referred to them as if they were they weren't Akum. Shomel would marry a guy, Shimshon would marry a guy. And a basis of Yaita is a Geirus, a good Geirus. And we also know even a Geirus, according to Rav, would still be a good Geir. And Rav Paskins. Ki'ilu, but Ki'ilu ain't Akum, he surnamed him. V'oin. That in the end, Shein Oivdus Kechavim Shalem. Ubonah and Bomeis. Velo Vakosav Ki'ilu Ubonah. Shenemra Ozibonah Shalem of Bomeh. In the end, it didn't work out well. A little bit weiter. Halacha, Yudzain. Ger shaloi bod ku acharo, and shaloi do a mitzvah for einsha. Umol v'tavau. I have a ger, and the Beis did not do due diligence. They didn't check to find out whether his motives. Loi hoy do a mitzvah einsha, and the Beis did not do the due diligence and didn't tell him mitzvahs. Umal, but Brisley did. Tovah Tzilus Neshloshet Yoytos. I raise a ger. Afilu Nodesh Vishvil Dover Umisgayer. Even if we find out, it was definitely for some ulterior motive. Hoyil Umal V'Tovah Yotza Miklalo Akum V'Choishes In Loi Achi Yisbor Tzidkose. He's no longer a guy, but a Choishes In Loi. V'Afilu Chozav V'Ovad Akum. And if he becomes, if he even goes back to Avodah Zarah. Harveyu ki Yisro Mumor Shekidushav Kidushin. He's like a non-religious Jew. U mitzvah lachzer aveidosoi. And he's a Jew, has all the halachas of Hashavas Aveida. U lefichach kim u shimshin u shloimen nishaysein af al pishin nigla soidon. And therefore, Shimshin and Shloimen kept their wives because they were Jewish, and even though it became clear. Neizeh Amru Chachamim, Koshenum Gerim Liyisro Kinegat Tzeras, Sheruban Chozim Vishvil Dover, umaten es Yisrael. V'kosha adover lefresh m'achash in his gairu. Say umad ma'ira le'midbar v'maisa egel u'bekivre satay v'chein revin is shenis asapsa for you ben. So they made so many very important points in this Rambam. Kosha ger to Yisrael is a ger that has not been well vetted for their motives, right? Now, question is, so when you finish the Rambam, what is the status of a ger being made Dov and Shlomo? What's the status of a ger Shalei Lishma? What phrase has to be explained in the Rambam? Chayshin. What does Chayshin mean? The Rambam is clear they're Jewish, right? So what's Chayshin? Was that what? You got me kutim. But what's the point of this Rambam? Chayshin le'doychen eson v'loy mekarven eson. What does it mean? We don't give him shishi. After Yonah, they can't become membership. What does it mean? What's the Rambam saying halacha?
Maybe similar to the Messina?
Could be. The Rav would point it out that if you look at the Rambam, Shekola Achoizim in Akum, Bishvil Dover Mehebli Oilom Einu Migeri Tzedek. The Rav pointed out what the Rambam is saying, that there are two kinds of Gerim. There are two statuses of Gerim. Rambam says, Al Chayzim and Akum Mishaldachra Einem Migeri Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek, in Rambam's language, a Ger Tzedek is a Ger that comes fully vetted for the reasons he wants to be Mestefiv Tachas Kanfi Ashchina, part of Klal Yisrael. He's a Ger Tzedek. A ger that is not fully vetted, or a ger that we know comes with davar acher, is a ger. But he's not migeri tzedek. What's the difference between a ger tzedek and a regular ger? Ger tzedek is lei chayshishim, and a ger is the ger baal mechayshishim, lei mekarv. The Rav suggested, the very first shir from the Rav was the gerus. I don't know I don't remember how far he went in that shir. It was relatively new. I think it was in 75 or something, very new on campus. And there was an RCA convention, and the Rav would always give the last shir, those years, it would be the last shir of the RCA convention. And it wasn't well enough to go to the convention, so the convention came the last day to the campus. So the word was the Rav was going to give a shir. So a few of us were, as your age probably, a little bit younger, and so we snuck in, and it was, and that was the time, the Rav was in Hilchos Gerus. Everybody came with the Yardei, Hilchos Gerus, and that's when somebody had announced. So a discussion about whether a prominent Rav raised the question whether the chazok of Tavla Mesev Tandir Tav with the Mesev Arm will still apply. So the Rav was very, very upset by it. So instead of giving a Shirin Geirus, he gave a very, very powerful presentation. That's some of the famous quotes of the Rav about when he describes his own schedule and his relationship to Talmud Torah. Probably the most oft-quoted Rav about how it relates to the Achronim. So that came from that shir. And then at the very end, after it was like 40 minutes, so then, okay, open up your days, we'll discuss Hilchos Gerim. this Rambam. This is the Perek before, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tezayin. Kol Akum Kulam, Kisha Yizgayru, when they become Gerim, V'kablu Aleyen Kol HaMitzvah Sheva Torah, V'avodim Kisha Yishtacharu, Harehen Ki Yisrael, L'chol Dover, Shenemar, Hakol Chukas Achas, Yilachem, Umutorin Likones Bekal Hashem Miyad, and they can immediately marry. Moshiisa Gerim Meshuchar Bas Yisrael. So the Rav Rambam says, Kishi is Gairu, Kabul Mitzvahs. So then they are, have to make Kiddush. Then they have to daven Shacharis. Then they have to keep Pesach, bring a Korban. What does the Rambam say that as soon as a goy becomes a ger, then yikablu leim kol hamitzvahs mutarin likonis bekol Hashem biyad? What does the Rambam single that out? I would even ask, why does the Rambam put hilchos gerus in Sirik Biya? Why is there a separate hilchos gerus? Hilchos gerus like Shulchan Aruch? So Rav said, you see from this Rambam that when a goy becomes a ger, there are two aspects to becoming a ger. One is becoming part of Kehal Hashem, in that he's chayav in mitzvahs. The other is he becomes part of Kehal Hashem in that he can marry a Jewish girl. This week's parsha. This week's parsha, almost all our sugyos and ksuvos in this week's parsha. What is halach of a mamzer? Mamzer lo yovoi? No? It's the pasuk. Bekal Hashem. Torah doesn't say a mamzer can't get married. If a mamzer can't get married, what's the phrase? Lo yovoi bekal Hashem. So I would explain the Rav, and the Rav said it the way I said it just now. You can find this written up. Rabbi Rachman wrote this up in Yuvamas, in the Kuntris Shiurim of Yuvamas, in the Rishima Shiurim of Yuvamas. So there's a Kudris and Gerus. So there's a title there, Gerd said a Ger Om. A Ger, yeah, so that's, it's written up there. I would explain the Rav in the following way. The Torah says that marrying a Jewish girl is Bia Bekal Hashem. A mamzer cannot marry, sorry, I shouldn't say, marry a Miucheses. Marrying a Jewish girl, mamzer has to marry a Jewish girl. Marrying a Miucheses. The Torah calls that Bia Bekal Hashem. Amun and Mayavi cannot Babi Kal Hashem. So the Rambam apparently understood that there are two parts of becoming Bikal Hashem. One is becoming Mechuyovim Mitzvahs. The other is marrying an Isha Miyucheses. And there are two parts of Kabbalah's Geirus. And once a person becomes a fully fledged Geir, then the Rambam says, of course, it's chayv and mitzvahs, but in addition, that's kabbalas bekal Hashem to become a person who can marry miucheses. However, when you have a ger, and the Beis Din HaGadol said, we're not sure of their motives, so then they're not kigerei tzedek. Rose Mechadesh, that means that they are gerim legabe, kol mitzvah sheva Torah, but they're not gerim legabe bo bekal Hashem. And that's pshat choshishim. We don't let them marry miuchoses. That's the Mishnah Kiddushin. They're kisfekas. We don't let them marry miuchoses until it becomes clear that their Kabbalah was a full Kabbalah, that the motives were good motives. We are fully fledged Jews, right? But there's an Isser of Bobakal. Now, in Rashi, we could say this idea is sharper, because Rashi is of the opinion, clearly, that there are that a goy can become a partial ger. Right. So now we're going to stop for a moment and point out that there is a concept of partial gerus in halacha. Now when the Rav said that they cannot come l'kol, so in Rambam Shita, I don't believe there's an issur seschatin. But there was a din that they should not get married, but if they get married, it's good. That's why Shlomo Melech and Shimshon, so they, the way the Rav explains it, a little bit of chiddush over here, the Rav explains that the Beis Din Shel Adyoites were not going against the Beis Din HaGadol. The Beis Din Adyoites held that they would become, that even though their motives are suspect now, they would become gerim that would totally shame Shemayim. The Rav develops that based on the Tosfos that explains how Hillel was mekabel a ger al regalachas, right? A ger with only knowing of us the sugyas and Shabbos. Tosfos says because Hillel knew they're going to become good gerim after. Full-fledged gerim. So he said that was the debate between the Beis Shel Yetz and Beis Nagado. The Beis Nagado said that they're suspect, therefore we should not be makabel. Then the Beis is that they'll be good, they'll be fine. Rambam Shita is that they have satisfied the requirements to become mechuyam mitzvahs ki Yisrael Hashavas Aveda, but they're not gerim tzedek. So therefore, the approach of the Rabbanu was choyshishin. They cannot marry miuchasis. Shlomo Melech and Shimshon followed the direction of their local Beis Din and believed that they would be okay and therefore married Moshe Moasim. Rambam says they were wrong, but they were still fully Jewish. There was no basis to divorce them. So Rambam does not hold as an issur v'seschatin. Based on that is the Rav's understanding of the Rambam. All right, I would like to suggest, based on this Rambam, based on this Mahalach of the Rav, so now to point out number one, that as I've suggested in the past, that I'll give you two examples of partial gerus. One is avodim. The Rambam in Yud Dalid. Halacha test. Just take a few minutes. Eved Kenani. Or Eved Anutach Menachem. Ein Omer Lo, we don't say Marisa Shabbos. Elo Omer, it's Soin Choshet Dikonis Lechlal Abde Yisrael, Vatim Nekshem Elo. An Eved Kenani. Do you want to join us? Im Rotza Moedin Lo Ikri Adas. An Eved Kenani. We don't ask him his motives. You want to be an Eved? You want to be one of us? Moedin Lo Ikri Adas. And Mixus Mitzvah Chamurais. Kemoishim Moedin is a ger. Umadvil is a ger. And when he's in the water, then we, if not Makabel, so then we spend time with him for a year. sorry, the lashon of the Rambam is that he's kmitzas ger. The Rambam has over here Ger Toshav in the middle of Geirus. So it also shows that Ger Toshav is a form of Geirus. Rashi holds, I'm sorry that I can't find this lashon, but the Rambam's lashon is that an eved, here it is, yud beis it out. Avodim should be l'shem avdus. The kibbalay mitzvahs shavod mechayom mem yotzu mechlal ha'akum. They're no longer goyim. Lechlal Yisrael lo yivo. So they're in this in between stage. The Rambam has and the Rambam then writes that when the Eved is freed, then he goes back to that he gets Tevila again, and that's when his Geirus is complete. The Rashi says, the Rambam has in Perek Yud Gimel. When a ger comes, so the Rambam has that a ger is mila tefillah and korban. Zechein ledoros, kishayirtzi likonis libris. When he wants to become Jewish, from Kabbal Torah, he requires mila tefillah and korban. The Rambam Shita is that a ger without a korban cannot have kodshim. In other words, the korban is to be matir him to have kodshim. So you see in Rambam, you do have these concepts of partial gerus. A ger toshav has to have kambola. Shem mitzvah an eved has Kabbalas and mitzvahs, mitzvahs geirus, he's not mutal avoy v'kol. You have a goy brings a geir, his man beis and mikdash. He doesn't bring the korban, he cannot have kodshim. He's a zor l'gavi kodshim. Shitas Rashi increases, think daf hey, that a geir who doesn't bring a korban, his man beis and mikdash, cannot marry a miucheses. So in Shitas Rashi, we see that this position of the Rambam taking one step further. That just like the Rambam established according to Rav, that there is a kabbalas geirus l'kal Hashem for chiyuv mitzvahs. There's kabbalas geirus l'kal Hashem to marry miucheses. Rashi goes a step further and says that if we have kabbalas on mitzvahs, and we don't have korban, then he's a mitzas ger, and bizman beis hamikdash, and he hasn't become lekal Hashem lagavi getting married. So, in other words, l'chayra, according to Rashi, you can have a ger who's chayv in mitzvahs, but there'll be an iser of leis chate. Like the Lashon of Rambam, l'chlal yisrael libo. L'chlal, he has not been relieved from leis chate. Moshe Madover Doime is the Lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says, ger amoni shenosa v'cheitza dinon amoinu moyev. Isurim isur olam. Layovi amoni mavikal Hashem. Mitzvah yadoimi. Dor Risha. So Rashi Shita is, right, and the Rambam has these halachas in the context of Geirus. Perek Yud Beis, halacha Yud Zayin is, Geirim are mutu levoi b'kal Hashem. Rav's Chiddush, that's like a second Kabbalah. Yud Ches and Yud Tes is Amin Amoy ben Mitzri. So Rav says, Rambam understood, and Amoy and Amoy ben Mitzri, they're not bo l'kal Hashem l'gabi getting married. They can become a full-fledged ger, all mitzvahs. But they won't, they still is an iser of lois eschate of l'yovi b'kal Hashem. So what I would suggest in Rashi, and similar to what we saw in the Meiri, right? The Meiri says, takes the Rambam a step further. They need a second, the Nesinim needed a second tevila. We suggest that Rashi holds the same mahalach. So once again, if Rashi holds of this mahalach, then we can be yashav all the Rashis. Because Rashi would say that Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Stam Mishnah is that the Kutim were accepted Kigeri Tzedek. Right? Not Kigeri Tzedek, the Rama, but Kigeri and Gemur. Right. However, because their motives, because they were Gerei Rois as well, because their motives were clearly, were not a suspect, but clearly what were not to come in to become part of Kal Yisrael. So according to Rashi, the dinner of Tzitzchati still applied. Until there'd be a time when we would vet out their motives. So Mimela, you're going to stand according to Rashi, all the sugyas. The sugya in Kiddushin Machleik is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, we pass on Rabbi Akiva. But even Rabbi Shmuel holds the Machlal nothing. Rabbi Akiva holds they were good Gerim. But they were still Sveikas. What do you mean they were still Sveikas? Like the Rashi, like the Rambam says, Bezin decided the Rachik Osa. Bezin decided the Choshishin Ben. So they can't marry Miuchosais. That would explain why Rashi says in Sanhedrin that the Gemara there wants to know whether they are Ki Yisrael Legabi Kololas. Legabi Asas Ram L'Shavas Aveda. So there Rashi says, there when we apply Gerei Royus and Gerei Emes, so that's to determine whether they are, not whether they can come tachas kanfei yashchina. That's to determine whether b'chlal they're geir or not. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, if they're geir or royos, they're goyim gemura means that they have no rights at all. No kabbalos mitzvahs and no ashavas aveda. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no question that there's a din of hashavas aveda, and they are Kekhlal Yisrael Agave clothes and brachas. So according to Rashi, the sugya in Kiddushin, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael is the basic din. Once you pass on the Rabbi Akiva, Rashi would hold, but there still is Choshishin Lehen. Choshishin Lehen. Rabbi Akiva would still say that the din of Leis Hischatin would apply until they're fully vetted. And that's Saka the Din, the Mishnah, and Kiddushin and Sveikas. We have suffered. We're Merachik. And that would explain Why? If it could explain why the sugya we discussed yesterday in Yevamos and the sugya in Kiddushin are not fully identified with each other. Because there, Rav Nechemiah and Rav are discussing whether the game will hold over. So it could be that Rav Nechemiah and Rav are saying that with the Eved, they are considered to be game will hold over. It could be that they're against this word, this idea. Could be that that's pshat. If you keep Rishmol, I still have the possibility of them being gerim with an Easter of Leisachat. So we're suggesting the following: that once we see in the Rambam this idea of via b'kal Hashem, that is Kabbalah's geris legabe two dinim, and a ger tzedek is mekubal legabe both halachas b'kal Hashem, and a ger the olma is not mekubal legame bia b'kal Hashem, and that's pshat in the Beis HaGadol being merachik them, choshen lehem, that we treated them like the mishnas as sveikas. We weren't sure, Jewish or not Jewish. The Beis HaGadol Hadyotis took the stand that they were Jewish. Memela Shimshon and Shlomo Melch married them. That's Shitas HaRambam. Good. Built on the Shitas HaRambam, we suggested that maybe that gives insight into Rashi. That Rashi could say, Hayatochem, that they could have a knas and silly seschate. Well, we know that Rashi holds that you can have a ger, and they could still be an Easter to marry the ger. We know that because Rashi Kvisa says that a ger who didn't bring a korban zman beis hamikdash, it's not a ger legavi getting married. It's not this, and we're suggesting in Rashi that he takes it a step further, that there is a lisis chaten doime like an amen umayavi, that is a full fledged ger, but there's an iser bolo kol with an iser deraisa. So Rashi understands that kuti had that din because it was a kuti without being fully veiled like the Rambam says. So therefore, even Rabbi Akiva, who holds that they're Geri Tzedek, but they could still be Elis Eschate, because in fact, they were Geri Arroyos, their motive was to become Gerim L'Shem Mishu Mitam Pachat. And that would be Miyashiv, all the sugyas. The sugyas in Sanhedrin is Legabe, everything but Bia L'Kol. The sugyan Kiddushin is Legabe, Bia L'Kol. And our sugya combines both of them. They are Yehudim, therefore Legabe Knas. They should have a Knas. But Legabe, the Easter of L'Sishchatein, it would still say, maintain the Easter of L'Sishchatein, and that again is consistent with the Meiri, and consistent with the way that we learn Pshat in Rashi, Legabe, the Nesina. Okay. Then why call him Gary?